It really is kind of funny. Jesus is having a meal with some people. The woman comes in and anoints his feet. It's near his passion, and we see the story in several of the Gospels, but in Matthew in particular, he says that what she has done will be remembered and that she'll be spoken of because of it, and then he doesn't tell us what her name is, and there's some irony there, like, this is so important to us, we're sure going to remember it. Well, who? What are we remembering? Well, that's the wrong question. You're not supposed to remember who. You're supposed to remember what. You're supposed to remember her act of worship, her act of faith, her confession that she understands who Jesus is and what he has done for her, that he has forgiven her so generously and completely, and that, you know, there's so much confusion among the followers of Jesus going toward his passion. Even the disciples don't understand what his sacrifice is going to look like, what his reign and rule are going to look like. But she prepares him for his burial. She does it in this very generous and humble way. That's what we're supposed to remember, her humility, her obedience, her generosity, not her name, not that she was some kind of great individual that, you know, we should be naming our daughters after and citing as one of these reasons that women are incredible leaders in the church. It is her confession that is important, not herself.